You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Off the air yesterday, we were talking a little bit about this silly show that's on Hulu. Josh is a big fan of it. I think Josh has watched all of it. And I had watched the first episode, I don't know, a couple of years ago and then forgot about it and went back in. We've started watching the next few, but it's a ridiculous show in a good way on Hulu called What We Do in the Shadows. It's not new. It's been around for a while. The movie came out, I want to say 2014, and I didn't hear of it when it came out. And then they started this show on Hulu, and it's kind of flown under the radar for most people. And look, full disclosure, I recognized 10 minutes into the show, this is not going to be for everyone. So it's not like I'm going around saying, you guys have got to watch this. It's great. I think it appeals to a certain type of sense of humor. And for a lot of people, that's not their sense of humor.
And it's kind of a dry sense of humor, right?
Yes.
Somewhat witty. Just watching the trailer, it reminded me a lot of The Office. It's that kind of style, the camera movement and everything. It's just, it reminds me a lot of The Office. So it's that kind of humor.
You're probably right.
I think. Yeah.
If you've not seen it or heard about it, it's about vampires. Now, but the difference is this is not like Twilight. It's not like Dracula or anything like that. It's a mockumentary as if they are filming a documentary about these vampires that live in this house and what they go through in their life. And it's all ridiculous and silly. It's comedy.
Yeah.
But it appeals to me so far. It's pretty darn funny. Are you going to try to watch it or?
You got a list
that's a mile
long. Here's
what
I need, Dom. I need 2 weeks off from everything to catch up on all the programming that's out there. There's so many good shows that I want to watch, but I just don't have time for it. But yes, this one has now been added onto my list. It looks fantastic, so I want to watch
it. Now, the reason we're bringing it up is because there are some characters on this show that we think exist in real life. One of the vampires on the show is not a traditional suck-your-blood vampire, but he's known as the energy vampire.
Mm.
And he works in an office and, you know, wears the sweater vest or whatever and will go from cubicle to cubicle and just bore the living bejeebies out of people and suck all of their energy out
he's
of
like
them.
He's like Eeyore, kind of, you know, just kind of Debbie Downer.
But it's mostly that he just like will get off on these topics that your eyes just roll back, you know, in your head. And you're like, oh, my God, stop talking to me. Oh, my God. And it made me laugh because I'm thinking, well, we all know energy vampires and we all work with them. Or they're part of our little circle of friends.
Yeah.
And they're that one person in that circle who sucks the energy out of everybody. But here's the other thing that I wanted to throw out, Jeremy, and let you run with this. I'm going to hand the ball off to you.
Why? What is it?
In the show, they introduce in one of the episodes a woman who's not an energy vampire, but an emotional vampire. And what she does is live a constant life of woe. And is
you're not handing this off to me. You want me to start naming names.
I can name names right now. No. I don't want you to name names. Please.
I got a list of names of those people.
But her whole life is one big tragedy from day to day, and she feels the need to share it with everyone. Oh, this happened to me today, and my dog is back at the vet, and I can't afford to pay for that. Or this happened to me, my car got hit in the parking lot today, and it's just, and it's this emotional vampire. People are just... It sucks the sympathy out of people like every day.
So we can't name names. We can't name names, but Dom and I do have mutual people that we know on social media that are essentially these people.
They're emotional vampires.
It's the emotional vampires where every time they post, it's something, you know, like, woe is me. This happened again. Can you believe this happened? Not again. And it's basically, I call them the fishers because they're fishing for compliments, fishing for sympathy, fishing, and that's what they get. So they keep posting these type of things on their Facebook because they'll get 50 replies of, oh, no, you're amazing. Don't be down. You're amazing. You know, and that's what they feed off of every day. Those are the emotional vampires, bud.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong with occasionally doing that. Oh, my God, I lost my pet. Oh, my God, yes, that's sad.
That's huge. That's very sad, yeah.
Okay, we get that. But for every third post to
I
be some sort of...
I stubbed my toe again. The week just got started.
There's always a tale of woe, just nonstop.
I just, you know? I roll my eyes at those posts. I can't stand those posts.
Well, you know how I like to try to figure out the psychology of things. I'm wondering what, and we have people who study, you know, psychology and psychiatry and all of that. What is it about a person that every one of their social media posts has to be some sort of catastrophe, disaster, tale of woe, sadness, this, oh, feel sorry for me about this. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's
got to
revert back to childhood, man. It's the reverting back to childhood. They didn't get enough attention in childhood or something, and now this is how they do it.
Or they got too much, and they're spoiled to it.
Maybe. I also call them the so this happened posts, because, you know, they always post like a picture of coffee, and then they're like, so this happened. And I actually started poking fun at those posts a few years ago. I stopped doing that, but it was just like stupid little things. Like I'd actually lay my water bottle over on the side and take a picture of it and then post, so this happened, you know, and it was just kind of mocking all those posts because they're just so stupid, you know, they're completely unnecessary, but yeah, there's other ones too. There's like lying vampires. There's lazy vampires. I can think of a few family members I know that are lying vampires. That's all they do. They're chronic liars 100% of the time.
Well, I thought the energy vampire on the show is hilarious. And when it's they so started good. Showing the emotional vampire who's sucking sympathy out of everyone, immediately three names on social media, boom, 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 popped up.
Yeah.
And I thought, maybe I'm being unfair. So I logged on to Facebook, and I went to that person's page or whatever, and I scrolled.
Oh, no.
And sure as hell. Oh, my God. Like, if for every 10 posts, six or seven of them were,
so this happened.
Like, oh, my God, stop it.
Do you ever want to just tell those people to stop it? Just stop.
Well... No, I do a lot
should.
Of
I think you should follow. I think you should message them and tell them to stop it.
Stop doing that.
Please stop doing this.
I'm sorry. I am giving you my absolute allowance of sympathy today. I am tapped.
Be a blunt vampire. Stop. Just stop.
Please
stop.
Anyway, the reason we bring this up is because you might wonder why you have certain acquaintances or social media friends who, when you spend a lot of time seeing their posts, you can't figure out why you're starting to feel a little like, oh. And we're just pointing out that's why.
Yeah.
They are sucking every ounce of sympathy out of you on a daily basis. Again, we'll repeat, every once in a while, totally cool, I get it.
Totally fine, yes.
But every other post,
you start losing sympathy, and then we talk about you on the radio.
Yes, we do. And we'll say it one more time. If you don't know anybody who's like this, it's probably you.